Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Wow. What is it they are saying now? It's the largest earthquake to hit New York City since 1884. Wow. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy to have you along on this Friday edition of the show. By the way, Open Line Friday, and we'll tell you more about that in just a little while. But everybody's talking about this big earthquake that hit New York City, the Northeast. I think it was centered in New Jersey, and you could feel it was a very shallow quake. 4.8 magnitude, I believe, and they've been playing with the numbers, so I think the latest is magnitude 4.8. That's a pretty big tumbler for that part of the country, and we're not getting too much word on damage, but we understand the airports were shut down, ground stops, so they can check to make sure that the runways aren't damaged there in New York City, as well as Baltimore, I understand. So Baltimore to Maine. I hear even you folks in Maine felt the earthquake. And I'm just curious if you felt it. I'd like to hear from you. What's that like? I've been through a lot of stuff, tornadoes, hurricanes, tropical storms, Democrat presidencies. I've never been through an earthquake, though. So I would love to hear from you if you survived today's earthquake. I was watching some of the media coverage, and WABC, they were going wall-to-wall where they had the big, huge red breaking news banner. They were interviewing some woman who said that her dog started barking like murder, bloody murder. And then all of a sudden, the shaking started. And they showed the damage, the Chiron said damage reported in New Jersey. There was a large potted plant that had fallen over and had spilled its soil. It's tragic. Thoughts and prayers. So anyway, Empire State Building putting out a tweet. It's a three-word tweet. I am fine. So that's good news where we don't think any major buildings fell. And as far as I know, there hasn't been any major damage or injuries reported. So anyway, I'm curious to hear your thoughts. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Now, our good friend, Pastor Robert Jeffress, shared something on his social media page earlier today. And Pastor Jeffress reminded us of what the Bible says about the end of days, and that there will be nations fighting against nations. There will be he was quoting from the Gospel of Matthew. He said, you're going to be hearing of wars and rumors of wars. See to it that you're not frightened by those things that must take place. Nations will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. In various places there will be famine and earthquakes, but all these things are merely the beginning of birth pains. Is that what this is? You know, you had the big earthquake in Taiwan just a few days ago. Now you've got this weird earthquake that hit the Northeast. You've got the rumors of wars in the Middle East and in Ukraine, and we're going to get into the administration and their policies on Ukraine. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, there are forces at play that are shoving this nation into a war, a world war against Russia. That's what's going on here. So it's really, when you look at it all together, it's perfect. Oh, and the eclipse. Signs and wonders. It does make you wonder. Every now and again, you get these confluence of events, and people do wonder, all right, is this the end of days? Do I need to get to church? Do I need to make plans for a summer vacation? What do I do here? Or is it just simply coincidences? And it could be. I mean, we've been through this before, but it's certainly odd that you have the eclipse, the two major earthquakes, you've got the situation in Ukraine that is rapidly deteriorating, and then we've got a big situation developing with Israel, where it looks as though the United States is about to turn its back on our greatest ally. And that is a very disturbing thing. Now, I'm one of these people that believes one of the reasons that God is blessing our nation is because we are honoring our commitments to the nation of Israel. But if we turn our back on Israel, I just have concerns about what does that look like? What does that look like? Our telephone number, by the way, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. And we're going to be taking your calls. It is Open Line Friday, so we're going to be talking about whatever you want to talk about today. That's the one day of the week that that we get to do that. So President Trump talking about World War III. And it is a very, very dangerous time in our, and not just in our country, but in the world right now. The Biden administration policies are putting us on the brink. Here's President Trump, cut four.
Crooked Joe Biden is not only dumb and incompetent, I believe that he has gone mad, a stark raving lunatic with his horrible and country threatening environmental open borders and DOJ, FBI weaponization policies. He is a mental catastrophe that is leading our country to hell. We'll end up in World War III because of this man and for no reason whatsoever. Thank you.
Do you believe? Well, thank you. Do you believe that, ladies and gentlemen? Do you, too, believe that Biden is leading our country to hell, that we'll end up in World War III because of him? And here's the reason why. So the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken. And you know the guy is a little woo-hoo because he doesn't have the H in the name. I'm Antony. So anyway, you got Antony Blinken. And this guy is out there yesterday talking publicly about Ukraine becoming a member of NATO. Cut number five.
Ukraine, the determination of every country represented here at NATO remains rock solid. We will do everything that we can. Allies will do everything that they can to ensure that Ukraine has what it needs to continue to deal with Russia's ongoing aggression against Ukraine, an aggression that gets worse with every passing day. Ukraine will become a member of NATO. Our purpose at the summit is to help build a bridge to that membership and to create a clear pathway for Ukraine moving forward.
Of course, we believe that Ukraine deserves to be a member of NATO and that this should happen sooner rather than later.
All right. So let me explain what that is going to look like here. So if in fact Ukraine becomes a member of NATO, and by the way, those conversations don't need to be had just willy-nilly off the cuff during a Q&A, a confab with reporters. What's going to happen if Ukraine becomes a member of NATO? We are automatically at war with Russia because, as NATO's motto says, if you attack one of us, you attack all of us. So we will be in a war with Russia. But beyond that, the whole point of having Ukraine not be a part of NATO, there was a buffer between Russia and NATO, and that buffer was Ukraine. You take that away, and then you've got NATO literally knocking on Russia's doorstep. And Russia will look at that as a sign, as the ultimate sign of aggression. Now, look, if Biden wants to go to war with Russia, this is how you do it. But there are those, and we have a military-industrial complex in this nation, and they thrive, they make their money by having conflict. So it is to their financial advantage that we are sending our sons and daughters off to fight in these wars. Donald Trump was not too keen on that idea, and he was the only president who did not get us in any armed conflicts. And we appreciate that, Mr. President. But I want to explain, and I'll try to give you an example of how all of this looks to Russia and their thinking on this. We had the same attitude when, during the Kennedy administration, we discovered that Khrushchev, Nikita Khrushchev, was putting nuclear missiles, nuclear rockets in Cuba. So when that happened, we almost had World War III over that. And the basic premise of our foreign policy at the time was that there is no way that we're going to allow Russia to put any sort of nuclear weapons in our backyard. And Cuba, as JFK called it, Cuba is in our backyard. Let me give you another example. And we already sort of had this happening at our southern border. But let's just say, for example, that China decides that they're going to set up military bases in Mexico along our southern border. How do you think that we would react to that? We would see that as a sign of aggression, just like when we saw what was happening in Cuba. We saw that as a sign of aggression. So the question is, if NATO, and hear me on this, if NATO does in fact welcome Ukraine in, and then we are literally on the border, eyeball to eyeball, nose to nose with the Russians, you better believe those Russians are going to be putting nuclear weapons in Cuba. Mark my words on that. Ladies and gentlemen, this puts all of us on the brink, and it is not going to end well at all. Then you've got the whole situation with Israel, where Joe Biden is basically turning his back on our most cherished ally. And we're going to get into more of that in just a little while. But ladies and gentlemen, I am telling you that we are living in some very dangerous and precarious days. And hear me on this. There is a very good chance that we could end up in a shooting war with the Russians sometime between now and Election Day. Now, I don't have any proof of this, but I'm just offering my thought and opinion on it. If you're looking for a way to stop Donald Trump from being elected, what better way to cancel elections than to be in the middle of a nuclear shooting war? And that's where all of this is going. Here's how bad Antony Blinken is. Even Senator John McCain, back in the days of the Obama administration, when Antony Blinken was up to be the Undersecretary of State, John McCain said, there's no way. This guy is completely unqualified to do any of that. And here's the guy leading our foreign policy right now. All right, we're going to take a break. We're opening up the phone lines, open line Friday, whatever you want to talk about. If you are in the earthquake zone, want to hear from you as well. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. You might have heard Mike Lindell of MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They've been part of the cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly to you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, $25. Brand-new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. And for the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping, too. This amazing offer won't last long, so go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506 today. That's promo code STARNS. All right, the FDNY, that's the New York City Fire Department, they're out there responding to calls and evaluating structural stability. So far, no major incidents. And again, New York City Emergency Management telling people that do not call to let them know that there was an earthquake. They know there was an earthquake. So they're taking a lot of calls in, and they only need people calling in if there's some sort of a major emergency. But as it now stands, no major reports of damage or injuries as a result of this earthquake in the New York City area. Crazy. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to William in North Carolina. Hi, William. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd. Good to be on your front porch today. Hope everything's going all right over there in Tennessee.
It is. What's on your mind, William?
In the year 2020, in North Carolina, South Carolina had an earthquake. It came through. It was pretty quick, about as over as quick as it got started. But I remember it. I was in my house in Tremors. And it was pretty scary stuff there for a while, but I can only imagine what maybe them folks were going through up there in Jersey and New York this morning, and this world and worse earthquakes that have happened over the years. But there's shelves all over the place, especially out there in California, the vaults. I remember my dad, when he was in the service out there in San Francisco, he talked about tremors all the time out there. I guess people are used to it, but I don't know how they could get used to something like that, because it's an uneasy feeling, that's for sure.
No, you're just, I've been watching some of the videos, and what I find fascinating is the animals know. There was, somebody sent me some ringtone video of their home, and the dog was in the living room. All of a sudden, the dog pops up its head and starts walking around, and the next thing you know, boom, the earthquake hit. So the animals know before these things hit.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, because my Jack Russell at the time, he knew about what was going on, or knew something was going on before I actually did, because he started yapping and barking and carrying on. And then as soon as after I heard him is when I heard the floor shake and every dish in the cabinet shake, you know. And
wow.
I was like, oh, we're going through an earthquake. It was pretty crazy there for about 30 seconds.
I'm thinking, would you rather go through an earthquake or a tornado? And, William, I would say, at least with the tornado, you've got some advance warning. You know something's coming.
Yeah, I would say the earthquakes or maybe the tsunamis or whatever they call them, that you really don't have a warning until after the fact. So at least with a tornado, then obviously they've come a long way with technology and able to warn people about tornadoes and so forth and so on. So, yeah, your question, I would probably want to go through a tornado before an earthquake.
Yeah, it's insane. All right, William, appreciate that call. Again, 901-260-5926 on Open Line Friday. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, the paperback edition of the book came out yesterday on Amazon. Already number one bestseller. Thank you very much for that, America. You guys are doing great. You can go to Amazon. The hardcover is still sold out, waiting for the stock to be replenished. But you can order right now a great paperback version, very inexpensive, at Amazon.com. Of course, wherever you want to get your books, you can get a copy of it. But right now at Amazon, the only place where you can get the paperback edition, and you can do that right now by going to Amazon and just typing in Todd Starnes or Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? Also want to thank our good friends at Hillsdale College. They featured me in this week's podcast. So if you want to go and listen to the Hillsdale podcast, just be sure to check out their website there. All right, hang tight, everybody. Got to take a break. Again, our number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Discuss in my opposition to the pending vote concerning Mr. Tony Blinken, who is not only unqualified, but in fact, in my view, one of the worst selections that of a very bad lot that this president has chosen. I hope that many of my colleagues will understand that not often do I come to the floor to oppose a nomination of the President of the United States, because I believe that elections have consequences. In this case, this individual has actually been dangerous to America and to the young men and women who are fighting and serving it. Let's just review some of the elements in particular and Mr. Blinken's role in conceptualizing and furthering it. U.S. foreign policy is in a shambles. It's at best a strategic and at worst anti-strategic. I'll move on to Afghanistan. Mr. Blinken said, quote, "We've been very clear. We've been consistent. The war will be concluded by the end of 2014. We have a timetable, and that timetable will not change." This is why I'm so worried about him being in the position that he's in. Because if they stick to that timetable, I am telling my colleagues that we will see the replay of Iraq all over again. We must leave a stabilizing force behind of a few thousand troops, or we will see again what we saw in Iraq.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Program. Happy to have you with us. That was Senator John McCain back in 2014. And he was enraged. I mean, that was a blistering speech announcing his opposition to Antony Blinken as the Deputy Secretary of State. Just so you understand what we're dealing with here. Very bad guy. And now this man is literally putting us on the doorstep of World War III. All right, let's go to the phones here. Mike in Maine, WLOB. Mike, did you feel the earthquake in Maine?
No, I'm on the water over here on the coast. Generally, that goes up towards the mountain areas. So they probably felt it over there, though. They usually do.
All right. Well, glad to hear that. Glad to hear that.
Yeah, we just got buried with snow, that's all.
Oof.
And we haven't had power for about 5 days over here.
Oh, geez, Lou, that's terrible.
Yeah, it was a killer storm as usual, but we had over 400,000 people out of power at one point. So they're working on it, trying to get it right. Listen, the reason I called was I caught an interview last night with Rick Grenell, the former director of National Intelligence. He was on with Mark Levin last night, and he surprised Levin, and I think just about everyone listening, about the connections of Antony Blinken's parents with George Soros. And it's stunning when you find out what the connections that they have. The money that they poured in to the Open Society Foundation. And I've got to tell you, Miranda Devine from the New York Post in 2022 wrote a scathing article on him with his handling of Albania. Now, Albania, former prime minister, he fought him all the way and pretty well let the communists take over Albania. This guy's got a horrid past.
So what do you think? And there is a connection there. Donald Blinken, who was Antony's father, was a longtime, very, very powerful businessman. and was appointed ambassador to Hungary during the Clinton administration. So you're telling me that the ties between the Blinkens and the Soroses, what are you alleging there?
Well, it's not what I'm alleging. It's what Rick Murnau said last night. He's tied at they're tied at the hip with Soros. I mean, tight as you can get.
And what's the end game here? What do you think the end game here is of Blinken and the ties to Soros and all the money?
Well, it seems like they're going right along with George Soros' plans for anything he wants to overtake. That included Albania. And you have to remember his connections to Hungary itself, Soros. So I got to tell you, this guy stinks. You know what I mean?
Well, if you've got John McCain, look, if you've got John McCain out there saying this guy's a bad egg, this guy's a bad egg.
I don't even know how he ever got a clearance. You know, I held several clearances in my life. There's no way this guy ever would have got a clearance with the connections his family has to George Soros. So that ought to be enough to scare the hell out of everybody right there. These are the people we have running our government. This is scary.
Well, I'll throw something else on that pile to give you something to think about, Mike. Remember where they found all of the top secret documents, the classified documents that Joe Biden was not allowed to possess as vice president? And they found them at his think tank, the Penn Biden Center, which was at the University of Pennsylvania. Antony Blinken was the guy in charge of the Penn Biden Center. So you can read into that what you want to, but I would have a lot of questions about whether or not Blinken knew about the classified documents and what he did with those classified documents.
This is what I mean about these guys holding a clearance.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. I don't get it.
Mike, good call. A great intel. Hope the power comes back on and stay warm out there in Maine. 901-260-5926. Let's go to Ohio. Pastor Hal, listening to us on our great affiliate in Youngstown. Hi, Pastor Hal. What's on your mind?
How you doing? I just wanted to give you two Bible verses about Jerusalem. It says in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 9, "And it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem." Now, that's supposed to happen at the end of the seven-year tribulation period that's in our near future. And at that time, it says the Antichrist is going to lead United Nations troops to attack Jerusalem. And at that time, the Jesus Christ and the church is going to intervene.
Wait, is the UN, the United Nations is actually mentioned in the Bible?
Well, it's going to be the all the nations of the world will come against Jerusalem, and that's the United Nations. And the United Nations has always been against Jerusalem. Every time Jerusalem has been attacked from the time 1948 on and hurt, every time they responded, the UN condemned them for their response instead of the people that.
So, Pastor Hal, what does that mean? What does that mean, and how does that correlate to the earthquake in New York City and the eclipse?
Well, like you said earlier, you know, in the last days, there's going to be signs in the heavens, and you know, earthquakes and wars against nations and everything.
You think we're in the last days?
Oh, no doubt about it. In fact, I was going to tell you in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, God is telling Abraham, "I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee." That means that everybody that blesses Jerusalem, prays for them to get saved, to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and everything, they're going to be blessed by God. But all the nations that come against Israel, they're under God's curse. That would be all the Islam nations and everybody else, the communist nations.
So if the United States turns its back on Israel, which we are in the process of doing here with our current administration, and again, elections have consequences, as we heard Senator McCain say, and he's right. I get his philosophy there, but the reality is America is about to turn its back on Israel. So you're saying that we could be cursed because of that?
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. That's exactly where we're headed under Biden. We got blessed because we supported Israel, and now we're going to get God's curse if we turn our back on Israel. That's the way God made it. And God's the one that punishes Israel for their sins. It's not our job. Our job as Christians is to pray for Israel that God take the veil from their eyes and have them turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved as a nation. But for their sins, for the things they do wrong, it's not our job to punish them. God's going to do that specifically through the tribulation period that's going to be coming on the whole world in the very near future.
All right. Well, Pastor Hal, I appreciate that intel. And again, it's just a lot of coincidences, or there's something else at play here. I mean, it's one of the two. And I appreciate your guidance as a minister. 901-260-5926. You heard Pastor Hal. He believes that there is no doubt that we are in the end days. I'm holding off paying my taxes just in case. Just in case. We've got a few more days. Maybe that's the apocalypse, tax day. Let's go to Gwendolyn in North Carolina. Hi, Gwendolyn. What's on your mind?
Yes, and good morning. Happy to talk to you. I want to talk to you about our foreign embassy. And what that connects to is there's a young writer that was down in El Paso, Texas, and he was trying to keep up with the immigrants and stuff coming across the border. But he said that...
All right. Sorry about that. I think we lost connection. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, this reporting from the Jerusalem Post, 28 Israeli embassies around the world are closed today. There are concerns that Iran might be getting ready to attack. Israeli media reporting that diplomats have also expressed concern that their embassies would be targeted by Iran. We're also being told that some of the diplomatic facilities have been evacuated just as a precaution. All of this coming amid fears of an Iranian revenge strike. So Israel launched a strike in Syria and killed one of the Iranian bad guys, one of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard members. Really ugly stuff. And that guy is bad news, so he needed to go. He's been dispatched to the hereafter. So there you go. Israel is denying reports that it has withdrawn ambassadors from their outpost. But we'll keep you updated on that. I will say this, America may turn its back on Israel. This radio program will not. We still stand alongside our friends in Israel. We certainly do. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Lines are open. Open line Friday, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Now, I want to tell you about what's happening over at MyPillow. This is pretty awesome. So I have been sleeping extra, extra well these days, thanks in large part not only to Calitrin, but also to my wonderful MyPillows. I think I have six of them. And you're going to be able to get as many as you want because of this awesome, awesome deal that Mike Lindell and our good friends at MyPillow have come up with. This is called their $25 extravaganza. So here's the deal. You want a two-pack of the MyPillows, just $25. See how it works? Brand new four-pack dish towel set, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And get this, for the first time ever, the premium MyPillows have an all-new Giza fabric. You know, if you've got the Giza sheets, I had the Giza bed sheets. They're amazing. Just $25. If you order over $75 worth of merch, they're going to give you free shipping. That's a pretty spectacular offer. This is not going to last long, so you want to go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506. That's 800-839-8506. And be sure to use that promo code STARNS.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
back, everybody. And again, thank you so much for those of you who've already purchased Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? We are already getting some incredible reviews on Amazon, and love for you to go over and post your review of the book as well, and lend us a helping hand. And again, the paperback edition is now available exclusively on Amazon. Here is what Pastor Jack Hibbs at Calvary Chapel Chino Hills had to say. Twilight's Last Gleaming is a wake-up call to the church. Todd lays out the case for Christians to engage the culture. Even though the nation is in the throes of moral chaos, Todd shows us the path forward if we are willing to take it. So thank you for that, Pastor Jack. All right, let's go to Rick in North Carolina, WTKF, our great affiliate. And Rick, I understand you're a first-time caller.
I am, sir, and I enjoy your program very, very much.
Thank you.
The reason I'm calling is I want to confirm what the pastor said just a few moments ago, that unless we stand by Israel, we're facing judgment ourselves, and maybe we're going to face some of it anyway because of our immorality and the things we've taken on that God says is an absolute abomination.
You see, Rick, I've always felt like that there's no way that God is going to turn his eye to what we have done to the unborn in this country. I've just always felt that. And I feel like that maybe we are in the early stages of retribution for that. And then to say, okay, well, not only are we killing unborn babies in this country, but we're going to turn our back on Israel. That makes me very nervous.
Well, that's what that pastor said, and that's exactly what the Word of God says. It says that he'll bless them that bless them and curse them that curse them. And also, if we take this situation of this homosexual stuff and this transgender and all of this, that is absolutely, read Romans chapter 1, is absolutely abomination to God himself. And many people don't even read their Bible, so they know nothing about it. But I've been a pastor for 52 years, and I've studied the Bible all my life, and I know what it says. And we better wake up and repent and ask God to have mercy on us.
Rick, thank you for that call, and I'm honored that you called in. And give us a holler back one of these days. Marjorie Taylor Greene, the congresswoman from Georgia, just sharing this on X. And I want to read this to you, and I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this. MTG says the following. God is sending America strong signs to tell us to repent. Earthquakes and eclipses and many more things to come. I pray that our country listens. And then she has the little cute prayer hands emoji. Do you agree with that, ladies and gentlemen? Do you, or is this all just a big coincidence? Do you believe that God is sending a sign to America telling us to repent? Is this the sign, the shaking in New York City? Now, I don't know. Maybe if this truly is God trying to get our attention, it seems to me that the earthquake would have been stronger. But that's just me. Or maybe it was enough to get everybody's attention. I know we're going to be talking about this tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, on our Newsmax TV show. But I'm curious. You know, a lot of people try to read into all of this, and the Bible does say nobody knows the time or the hour, but there are signs, and that's where I'm going with all of this. Anyway, it is Open Line Friday. We will take your calls on that. Whatever you want to talk about today, we will talk about. Go ahead and write down our telephone number. You will need this if you want to call in today, 901-260-5926. Again, that's 901-260-5926. Oh, by the way, if you haven't already done so, head over to the website, get yourself our free newsletter. We send out breaking news alerts. Also, you can get our free podcast. You'll be able to listen to all 3 hours of the Todd Stearns radio show. All right, hang tight, everybody. Your calls coming up next.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
Satsas, that's right, I love this American ride.
So, I don't know who needs to hear this, but back when Donald Trump was president, we weren't having earthquakes in New York City. I just want to point that out. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Program, Hour 2 of the Big Show. And what an honor to have you with us. This is Open Line Friday, and that means that whatever you want to talk about, we're going to talk about today. And our telephone number, by the way, write this number down. You will need this, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Now, the very latest, of course, all sorts of chaos in the Northeast. Earthquake magnitude 4.8. That's a big quake. And it's fascinating. And Dylan, there is so much video out there of the reaction in real time as it was happening. Unfortunately, the language being used by the New Yorkers, it's we can't repeat it. And it's too much to bleep. Let me just say, they're not used to earthquakes in New York City. I'm just telling you. But anyway, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and a lot of you are wanting to weigh in on this, but Marjorie Taylor Greene says that God is sending America strong signs to tell us to repent. Earthquakes and eclipses and many more things to come. I pray that our country listens. So I'm curious, do you agree with MTG here that God is trying to send us a message? Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Arkansas, Jeremiah. Now, Jeremiah, are you in the path of totality for next week's big eclipse?
I'm not sure, but Todd, you're in rare form today. Today you insinuated that Biden might start a nuclear shooting war. You are so irresponsible and ridiculous. I don't even know where to begin. And then, as an American,
why is that ridiculous? I mean, Joe Biden is on the verge of getting us involved in a shooting war with the Russians. You think that's just going to be pistols, Jeremiah? That happens,
you said, what better way to win the election than to start a nuclear war?
That's right. It would cancel the elections. If you read my Twitter feed, Jeremiah, you would know. Let me stop here for just a moment. So, Jeremiah, where in Arkansas are you?
Jonesboro.
Uh-huh. All right. Hey, do me a favor. You know what? We're going to put Jeremiah on hold because Jeremiah sounds like he's one of these prank guys. So we're going to find out for certain. And let's get his Jonesboro area code and find out. But Jeremiah, I'm happy to have a conversation. And again, on this program, if you disagree with me, you go right to the top of the list, ladies and gentlemen. But we don't like liars. That's the one rule we have. All right, let's go to Gary in Oregon, listening to us on KYKN Radio. Hi, Gary. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Todd. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
Well, good, good. Hey, I don't know. I'm not a prophet or a prophetess, so I cannot tell you, nor would I tell you, that God is sending us messages. I'm not saying that that's not possible. But what I am saying is, as you said before about abortion and about we love ourselves and put ourselves as humans in the place of God. That's what this New Age, I would call it another word, but let's just call it crap, is all about. And, you know, it's a beautiful day here in Salem, Oregon. Blue sky, springtime has sprung, and a lot of greens, a lot of blossoms are out there. And if you don't think that there isn't something of a higher nature that created all this, you must be the most blind, and I don't want to say lack of knowledge is the best way to say it without offending anybody. You have an extreme amount of lack of knowledge because this world just didn't happen, right? It just couldn't have, you know, hey, we just didn't happen to be, you know, coming out of mud, muck, and whatever they're trying to teach our young kids anymore. I just, I find all that, well, it's heresy for, you know, it's just a lack of knowledge, a lack of knowing your surroundings.
Well, no doubt about that. And Gary, again, I just, as a Christian and someone who goes to church and reads my Bible, I have a hard time not believing that God is going to punish us for what we have done to the unborn. For me, that seems to be the most egregious thing. But if we turn our back on Israel, I am very, very alarmed at that. Gary, appreciate that call, and thank you for listening today. Let's go to Indiana. Robin is with us. Now, Robin, are you in the pathway of totality on the eclipse?
Yes, I am. And my sister and brother-in-law will be here Sunday to see it with me. They have their grandkids live in the northern part of the state. I'm in Indiana, of course, and I'm in the southern part. And so we're going to get almost 4 minutes of total darkness.
Wow.
Yeah. And I just wanted to call about... you know, what the preachers are saying and what, yes, if we turn our backs on Israel, God says, I will bless those who bless Israel and I will curse those who curse Israel. But in order for all these things to happen, Jesus told us, first of all, we watch for the signs, but he also told us that these things must happen so that the end is going to be here, whether people want to believe that or not. Whether people want to believe the Bible or not, that's fine. That doesn't mean it's not the truth. You know what I'm saying? Just because it's not their truth doesn't mean it is not the truth.
Well, it's true what you're saying, Robin. And look, go ahead.
And I do believe that we are in the last times. Of course, we don't know. I'm a pre-trib rapture believing Christian. However, what I do believe is happening is that the church is going to have to be removed in order for the tribulation to come in. And the second part of the tribulation is for the Jewish people because they turn their back on their Messiah.
No, I hear you. And I don't want to get into, you know, a dissertation on the book of Revelation on the radio today. But to your point, there are a lot of things going on that should be driving people back to the church in droves. That ought to be what's happening right now. Robin, got to skedaddle, but God bless you, and I hope you enjoy your family there. And be sure to take pictures of the pathway of totality. That's exciting. Governor Mike Huckabee writing this. I think this is brilliant. So now Joe Biden and Antony Blinken are demanding an investigation of Israel. And they want Israel to pay some sort of a price. The allegation is that Israel intentionally sought out celebrity chef Jose Andreas and exploded, blew up vehicles that were hauling his cooks around. That's the allegation. All of this happening in Gaza. Now, of course, it's ludicrous. Jose Andreas says that it was... intentional. I don't know how he could possibly say that. And more importantly, how do people actually believe this? The guy's a cook. All right. If you want to know how to make a souffle, go talk to Jose Andreas. But this guy knows nothing of warfare. And clearly, Israel has apologized. They said this was an accident. The individuals responsible were apparently fired from the military. So I'm not quite sure what they're asking here and what they want Israel to do. And now for the White House to come out and say, well, look, there has to be an investigation. All right, fine. Well, if there's going to be an investigation of that, then there has to be an investigation of Joe Biden for the drone strike in Kabul back in 2021. The drone strike that killed an aid worker and nine other people, including seven children. So where is that investigation? Where are those people being held accountable? If you want to go down that route. And as Governor Mike Huckabee points out to Stephen Colbert, also known in real life as Colbert, Stephen Colbert is all upset. Well, he just hosted a $25 million fundraiser for the guy responsible for blowing up seven innocent children in Afghanistan. So again, if you want to have that conversation, we can have that conversation. But it looks to me like this is nothing more than good old-fashioned hypocrisy. That's what it looks like to me. And for all of that, we're now telling Israel, you will have a ceasefire, and if you don't, there will be a price to pay. If I were Israel, I would be telling the United States of America to kiss our bagels where the sun don't shine. But that's just me. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Virginia. Ken is hanging out with us today. Hi, Ken. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Look, I'm a big Trump supporter, and I think Trump's the only person, in the upcoming election that can help our country get back to some sort of normalcy. And I've even reached out to the Trump Organization asking, offering to help his election bid and even in his administration. But beside all that, I found it very interesting. Probably a couple of weeks ago, you were getting ready to go on your little book tour, and you broadcast some audio clips. One was of Schumer talking about how terrible illegals entering the country was and things of that sort. And I thought, what a great thing to pass along to the Trump Organization so they can just insert it into these commercials that they'll be flooding the airwaves with later this year, of course, with the Biden administration too, of course. But anyway, I just thought it would be so helpful if you could pass along to Trump those sort of clips that just shows the hypocrisy of the Democrats, and between the unsecured border and our economy, we really got a lot of work to do.
Well, we there's no doubt about that, Ken, and I know that the president does have that. And that audio, and it wasn't just Chuck Schumer. It was also Nancy Pelosi, who were just enraged over illegal immigration. So we will make sure, it's a great thought, we will make sure that they did see this video, and we'll get it to them. Ken, God bless you, and thank you for hanging out with us. All right, we've got to take a quick break, folks. Again, Open Line Friday, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be right back.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. By the way, there is an interesting story on KWAMradio.com. KWAMradio.com. The author of the piece, Ben Dieter, a Memphis pastor, is now calling for reparations for descendants of slaves in Tennessee. Earl Fisher is a far leftist. He's also the pastor at Absentium Baptist Church. He filed a petition against a bill that would ban the study of reparations in the volunteer state. The pastor says this is not about money. This is about ideology. This is about political power. Trust me, it's about money. And the pastor is very upset at a state senator, Brent Taylor, a Republican. And Taylor's legislation would ban governments from taking taxpayer dollars to fund reparations. The pastor said this is about people who are hell-bent on maintaining racial economic inequities across the state. And they are scared to death that the truth would come out. So they don't want anybody to study it. Not sure why I had a Jamaica accent there, but it is what it is. So far, the pastor has gotten over 500 signatures within 2 days of creating the petition. So my question is, ladies and gentlemen, what do you think about this, the idea of reparations? I have a thought. So the Stearns family, my dad, my mom, my grandparents, they when they first moved to Memphis, and this would have been back in the 1940s, they settled in a beautiful middle-class suburban neighborhood called Whitehaven, Tennessee. And it was the kind of place where, you know, they had great schools, they had all sorts of malls and shopping centers. As a matter of fact, with the first mall in Memphis opened in Whitehaven. And then about 1985, the neighborhood dynamics started to change. And fast forward to where we are today in 2024, and Whitehaven has become the center of all sorts of crime and violence in Memphis. And there are business owners, small business owners, that are trying to change the tide. They want to restore Whitehaven to the vibrant middle-class business community that it once was. It didn't have to be that way, but it became that way. Now, I have a question. I go back. Every now and again, I'll drive back into the old neighborhood and see where my grandparents used to live. The whole place is just, it's like a dystopian society now. So I have a question for the pastor over at Abyssinian Baptist Church. Where does our family go to get reparations? Where do all the people who grew up and spent generations in Memphis and Whitehaven, where do we go to get our reparations? Who's responsible for turning our communities into these third world hellholes? Where do we go to get our reparations? That's what I want to know. It's really shameful that instead of focusing on the violence and the crime and the fact that you've got parents that are not raising their kids right, instead, they're wanting to figure out a way to take money away from hardworking taxpayers. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. But I want someone to tell me, how is it? I'd like for this pastor to explain to me, pastor reparation here. I want him to explain, how is it that a beautiful, vibrant, middle-class community turns into a war zone in just a 10, 20-year period of time? And who's responsible for that? Right? 901-260-5926. Well, the reason why they don't want to talk about it is because it would open up some very uncomfortable conversations. 901-260-5926. The good thing is we like to have those uncomfortable conversations on this radio program. I'll be right back, everybody.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
We're keeping track of the damage reports coming out of New York City. Right now, we have one broken potted plant, and we have a garbage can that overturned. Thoughts and prayers. There are no GoFundMes set up just yet, but we'll keep you updated if that happens. All right, let's get to the phones here. Let's go to North Carolina, WSJS, our great affiliate. Bill is on the line. Hi, Bill. What's going on?
Wonderful, Brother Todd. Thank you so much for taking my call, sir. I do appreciate it. I'd like to make just two really quick points. And as far as reparations and all are concerned, my ancestors were too poor to even be slaves, and we're not getting anything. And the second point I would like to make, just as a word of positivity, one of my greatest and most favorite gospel groups are the Cathedrals, and there's a wonderful song out there that says, "I've read the back of the book, and we win." So that's what I go with right now.
Well, it's a great song and a great message, no doubt about that, Bill. And I think when you actually look at what's happening, I have hope again because my hope is not based on a political party, and it really doesn't matter what happens. And you know, we may go through trials and tribulations, no doubt about it, but it's okay because I do know where I'm going to be spending eternity. And as you just alluded to, we know how all of this ends. So, well said. Thank you for that, Bill. Appreciate you calling in. Let's go to Don in South Carolina, listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Don. What's on your mind? Hello, Don. All right. We'll try to get back to Don later. So, there you go. All right. Want to play some audio here. So, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, you know, he was a big Biden guy back in 2020, but he is not going to be throwing his support behind Joey, baby. Cut 14.
Am I happy with the state of America right now? Well, that answer is no. Do I believe we're going to get better? I believe in that. I'm an optimistic guy, and I believe we can get better. The endorsement that I made years ago with Biden was one I thought was the best decision for me at that time. And I thought back then, when we talk about, hey, I'm in this position where I have some influence, and it's my job then. I felt like that then. It's my job now to exercise my influence and share with this. This is who I'm going to endorse. Am I going to do that again this year? That answer is no.
There you go. I'm telling you, they are running like rats from the Democrat Party. It's really that bad. Let's go to Cindy in New York. Hi, Cindy. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. I woke up this morning to the news about the earthquake in New York City, New Jersey, and I had to laugh. I'm like, I lived in L.A. for a long time ago, and tremors were, a normal thing until I got used to them. I mean, the glasses would jingle in the kitchen. Whoa, what's that? And for these people to be freaking out down there over there, and they're also freaking out up here about the eclipse and where's the best place to go see it, and they're having all kinds of specials on motels. And I wonder if you remember making a box in elementary school, probably, making a box so you could look at the eclipse.
I do remember that back in the day.
Do you? Yes. But anyway, I'm going to miss it because I think it comes through here in Western New York about 3-something, and I'm just going to watch it on TV, so.
Or just close the curtains and turn the lights out.
Be like driving to work in the morning or something. Yep.
There you go. That's it. Well, all right, Cindy. Well, I appreciate it. So you're not all that worried about the eclipse and all. It's just all coincidental stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's like, remember Y2K? Oh, everything's going to, oh, my gosh. Remember Y2K?
Oh, I do remember that. Everybody thought that the computers, everything was going to stop. Computers. Planes were going to fall out of the sky. I do remember that.
So people are just freaking out over nothing, but I just wanted to share that, that I think it's kind of funny that I'm glad I'm way away from the earthquakes in L.A., but dudes are freaking out over here.
Oh, they are. It's sort of entertaining to watch. Somebody said it's satanic black magic. That's what it was. No, it was just New Jersey. That's what it was. All right, Cindy. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. You got to love it. Yeah, these are clever New Yorkers. All right, 901-260-5926. I think we got things worked out with Don in South Carolina. All right, Don, what's on your mind?
Hi, how are you today, sir?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Listen, I'm a male black, 81 years old.
All right.
I graduated from high school 3 days later. I went into the Navy. And the Navy taught me the best language that there was. Not language, but example. My father was a Depression baby. So you know how he raised me, right? Anyway, I've worked two jobs my whole adult life. And I've owned three houses. I'm 81. For the first time in 5 years, I'm not working two jobs. By two jobs, I mean a full-time job and a half a job. Nobody ain't going to give you nothing.
Don, I don't know about you, but that's how I was raised, is that if you wanted something, you go out, get a job, you earn the money, and you buy it yourself.
Paperboy. That's how I learned. Paperboy.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Throwing the...
There's no reason that other people from my generation and Gen Z and all that can't double time it and get their out there, and you have to work two jobs to achieve your goal. I also have achieved a master's degree. I went to school on the weekend. Nothing is going to stop me. That song of Temptations. Nothing's going to stop me now. Nothing's going to stop me now.
Oh, that's a good song, by the way. I like that song. Temptations. Don, you sound like my kind of people. And that really is the message here. You know, these kids, the country's going through a hard time with the economy, right? And a lot of these kids are having to work two jobs just to make ends meet. And I get it. And it's tough. But you know what? Your parents had to do that. Grandparents, throughout the history of this nation, people have had to work hard. And that's really what sets America apart from everybody else. You know, look at you go over to Italy, go down to Mexico. People are taking the siestas. They're taking the three-hour lunches. We don't have time for that. We're America. We got to go and save everybody else from themselves. Don, appreciate that call. Thank you for listening. And seriously, that was something else that came under attack during the pandemic. The government said, we don't need you working. You stay home. You put your feet up. We'll send you a check. We'll take care of you. No, that's not American. That's what the communists do. I'm just telling you. All right, we got to take a break here. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, Newsmax still conducting that poll. They want to know who should be the next vice president. You can let your voice be heard by texting the word SKIP to 39747. That's SKIP to 39747. Again, SKIP 39747 and let your voice be heard.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Coming up, we've got some advice we need to talk about. We need to share with you about dating. Men, if you're trying to find a woman in San Francisco, we have some thoughts. And we'll be sharing those in the next hour. Also, Colonel David Giamona is going to be here. A brand new book out. Our great military expert will be with us. Let's go to the phone lines. Keith in Tennessee, WTJS, our great affiliate out there in those parts. Hi, Keith. What's on your mind today?
Hello, neighbor. Well, my employer had me calling all of our clients yesterday to see who was going to be open for the eclipse, which I thought was kind of silly. And I got a lot of laughs, but out of one person I talked to, she said, yes, we'll be here. She said, I'll be here unless the Lord comes back during the eclipse. And if it does, just leave the package with my boss. So I thought, okie dokie. So
wow.
Let's hope that your people don't think of you that way, okay?
Well, that's fascinating. So are most people staying open? Are they shutting down for the day? What are they doing?
Everyone in Jackson, Tennessee, and the surrounding area is open. I couldn't find anyone that's closing for the eclipse.
Well, this is good news. I have to imagine, and especially if you're in the path of totality, I mean, it is going to be jam-packed. People are flying. They're driving. Hotels are filled up. I mean, this is a big deal. And it's honestly, Keith, I just think it's really fascinating and fun. You know, it's not every day that you have an eclipse like this.
Yeah, but like I say, for the Jackson area, now what we are doing is some of our drivers that go to Dallas, we are running them Sunday instead of Monday because they feel like, you know, the highways are going to be so packed up, it'd be better for them to go ahead and get it done the day early.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's wise. And we're hearing that. I think even Memphis International Airport, a lot of people flying into Memphis and then driving over where, I don't know, I guess we may get a little bit, a fringe bit of the eclipse. But they say if you're going to go, you want to be in that 100% path of totality.
Exactly. Well, I'm just going to be at work Monday when it gets dark. I'm just going to look outside and say, there it is.
There it is. Time to go home.
All right.
Call it a day.
Just talking about people having two jobs to make it.
Yes.
Well, our president has two jobs. One job is he's the president, and the second job is he's a financial investor via his son.
Well, there you go. It's the Biden crime syndicate. What are you going to do?
He's got two jobs, so give him kudos right. for that.
Keith, thank you for that call. Have a great weekend, and good luck to all those truck drivers out there. That is going to be a mess if you're out and about on the interstates. Have they determined where the best place to be is to view this eclipse? It seems like Arkansas is ground zero, but anyway, if you know, give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. All right, this is a fascinating story. There is a professor at the University of California, Berkeley, and he's coming under fire because he offered some dating advice. So the professor is Jonathan Shuchuk, and he's with the Engineering and Computer Sciences Department. He's a professor. And there was an online discussion, and this student asked a question. He said that he was unable to find a date in the Bay Area, and he was concerned also about finding a job in computer science. So the professor wrote a response in this online discussion and said that if the student wanted to find a girlfriend, he needed to get out of the Bay Area. Too many feminazis, I guess. The professor said, you will be shocked by the stark differences in behavior of women in places where women are plentiful versus their behavior within artillery distance of San Jose and San Francisco. Now, as you might imagine, the feminazis went nuts. And the university did as well. We want to be absolutely clear that the offensive content of the original post goes against the values and principles of community we adhere to at Berkeley. A lady spokesperson, Rokea Montez, told the student newspaper. I think she's one of those gals. The comment was hurtful and threatening to students. All right, how is it threatening? The guy was just telling some poor schlub, you know what, guy? If you want to find a girlfriend that you could possibly marry and have kids with, then you probably want to go somewhere outside of the Bay Area. Now, I would contend, Oh, by the way, this poor guy is getting death threats out the wazoo now. One female student, Noemi Chulo, a junior and union rep. Oh, she's a feminazi. Probably the Mexican Manchu wearing kind as well. Probably. She said she found the comments disrespectful and plans to file a grievance against him. Why? The guy was responding in an online chat group, for crying out loud. It just seems to me, just based on the shrill response coming from the squawking magpies and hens over at UC Berkeley, that this guy, this professor, was spot on accurate. I am curious, though. If you are looking for the future misses, where do you go to find that person? Do you go to a college? Do you go to church? Do you go to a country club? Do you go down to the bar? The watering hole, Cracker Barrel? Is that where you find your mate? That's actually not a bad idea. Or Waffle House. Yeah, probably not Waffle House. That could be a handful. But I'm curious, where do you recommend that modern day young people go to find their significant other? But I think the professor is onto something here, and I would contend that the whole argument here is that this is not just happening in the Bay Area, but other large cities, where the women are more likely to be radicalized, to be man-haters. That's what I think is going on here. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Someone posted on the story at Campus Reform, but is it accurate? Can it be verified objectively? While answering those questions would face some difficulties, I'd say the odds favor Professor Shuchuk. Another person writing, the USA is doomed. The modern college students overall seem to be weak, coddled, and overly sensitive to anything that is outside their little bubbles. Besides that, I'd say the professor is spot on in his assessment. To the whining students, I have two words of advice. Grow up. It does seem like he really hit a sore spot. And maybe that's the problem, is that these women are so radicalized that nobody wants to date them. I mean, a starting point, we're all about solutions here on this program. And my recommendation to the gals of Berkeley, maybe you should start, I don't know, shaving. And maybe you should learn how to, I don't know, be pleasant. Maybe even learn how to cook. If you're trying to get a boyfriend, ladies, maybe learn how to make cookies or something. I don't know. Or just don't be jerks. Don't be man-hating jerks. Maybe that's the starting point. So we'll take your calls on this in the next hour of the program. Where do you recommend that guys go to find the future misses? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Also, the paperback edition of Twilight's Last Gleaming, now available on Amazon. So head over, get yourself a copy of the book. Actually, get two or three. Give one to a liberal, and just maybe they might be converted. You never know. We serve a God of miracles and earthquakes and eclipses. We'll be right back.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stark.
Yes, that's me. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy to have you with us today. And a lot going on out there. President Biden on his way to Baltimore. And if you heard KJP yesterday, she said he was going to go see the Francis Scott King Bridge. That is incorrect, ma'am. It is the Francis Scott Key, K-E-Y, not King, but Key Bridge. Anyway, President Biden will be there, and we're not quite sure what he's planning on doing, but we'll keep you updated, keep you posted on those developments. Also, there is a crazy story. We were talking about this in the last hour in Memphis, Tennessee. A pastor is now calling for reparations. And he says that black people today need to be compensated for the sins of white people hundreds of years ago. I would sincerely disagree with that. Now, I am, back when I was in high school, that would have been in the 1980s, I had to get a job. And I got a job at a fast food restaurant, Popeye's Fried Chicken and Biscuits. Man, that was a great gig. And I had to have it because I had to pay for my insurance for my car, and I had a pickup truck, and I had to pay for gas. And so my parents said, if you want a car, then you're going to have to get a job. You're going to have to work for it. So I had a job, and I loved that job. And I was a hard worker, and it was great. We were a great – Popeye's was pretty awesome. We actually put KFC out of business in my town. And we were literally right next door to a church's. So our drive-thrus were on opposite sides. There was a fierce competition. And then across the street, all the rich kids got to work at McDonald's. But, man, I was working hard. Hard worker. And my first job was to season the chicken. And that is a pretty awful job. But it paid good money, and it was so bad because basically it's pure cayenne pepper, right? You're just dealing with massive packages of this cayenne pepper. And it was so bad it turned my hands Donald Trump orange. And I had to soak it in. I had to soak my hands in milk at night when I got home. My mom would prepare it all because it just burned. You know, the cayenne just seeps into your skin. But man, did that job paid good money. Worked hard, showed up, volunteered to work extra hours. And one day, the manager was giving me got a raise, and I got promoted to the biscuit guy. We had this really cool, like when you made the biscuits, they had this little booth, and people could literally watch you working and toiling away making those delicious buttermilk biscuits at Popeye's. 25 cent an hour raise. Man, I was living the good life. So one day, an opportunity came available. This was during the summertime, and they were looking for an assistant manager to work on the weekends. And I was very excited because I was in line for that job. So anyway, the manager at the time, and again, this is the mid-1980s, manager pulled me in and said, Todd, I want you to know something. This is a terrible story. You are a great worker. You come to work on time. You're prepared. You do your job. You're a good, happy worker, and you would be a perfect assistant manager. And I said, thank you. And they said, then came the but. He said, but the reality is this, even though you're qualified, we have to give that position to somebody else. And for the very first time in my life as a teenager, I got to experience what affirmative action is all about. And I didn't like it because I was qualified, I checked off every box, but I just had the wrong skin color. My hands were orange, and therefore I didn't get the gig. And I was disappointed by that. It only made me work harder. And I understand when people go through this kind of a situation, you know, that it can go one of two ways. And I chose just to double down and work even twice as hard. knowing that, and I suspect many people my age, and especially people younger than me, because this was really just starting to happen in the culture at the time, that in many cases, and especially it's true today, that many people who are of the Caucasian persuasion may not get a job or a promotion or a raise simply because of the color of their skin. And that is accepted by society. I mean, it's racist, but it's accepted by society. But I would encourage you, don't let that discourage you. Double down and work twice as hard. I mean, that's how I pretty much have lived my life, knowing that that was going to be an issue. So all that to say, when these idiots like this preacher in Memphis, Tennessee, come out and say, we need reparations for the sins of slavery, that's BS. That's a load of crap. Because every person, every minority, every black person who is living today knows nothing of slavery. There were no slaves. They want you to believe, and just bear with me here for a moment. I'm on a tear. We're going to get to your calls here. But all these people hollering about slavery, they want you to believe that in the 1990s and in the late 1990s and in the early 2000s, that somehow slavery or the slave mentality existed in America. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a lie. But people believe it because they listen to folks like Oprah and all these others out there that are spewing this reparations nonsense, and they buy into it. So the next time somebody says, well, you know, I'm a 30-year-old man, and I want my reparations. Okay, well, if you're 30 years old, that means that you were living in, what, squalor and slave conditions in the 1990s? Is that what you're telling us? That's a load of hooey. And I really do, I feel bad for people who are treated and who are punished simply because of their skin color. That should not be the way it is, but that's the way it is in many parts of America these days. Shouldn't be that way, but it is. So anyway, it was unfortunate. I still love working at Popeyes. The biscuits aren't as good as they used to be. I think they're making them healthier. You got to add a lot of butter. That being said, it taught me a lesson at a very young age. And you know what? I'm glad I learned that lesson then as opposed to later in life, because I think it would have really impacted me in a negative way. So there you go. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. I want to play some audio. I had the opportunity to go on Greg Kelly's show on Newsmax just a couple of days ago. And we had a really great conversation about the persecution of Christians in America. Let's take a listen to that interview.
Hey, you know what that stuff is? The charred remains of Bibles, holy Bibles. Yeah, somebody burnt a bunch of Bibles. It happened in Tennessee. They had been assembled for delivery to a church, and some maniac came around and did that. But there are a lot of maniacs around, and they're being encouraged by the lowest rungs of society and ostensibly the highest, like the White House. Like the White House. Remember what they did for Easter, Trans Day of Visibility. Oh, and at their great big Easter egg roll, no mention. You can't even bring it up. The resurrection of Jesus Christ. No, 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 no. This is all about Easter bunnies. Easter bunnies and National Guard military families. Yeah, that was it. You could write about those two things, the children there. Totally weird. Todd Starnes joins us. He is the host of the Todd Starnes Show, seen here on N2, Newsmax 2 at 5 p.m. Eastern, and also the great new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? ? And that's a big question mark. We are in a real pickle right now, Todd. How are you?
Yeah, Greg Kelly, thank you very much. We are in a big pickle. I think I need to add a couple of more question marks to that book cover based on that introduction, because America, at least in America, Christianity is under attack, and Christians, as you point out, are being persecuted.
It's no joke, too. Look, when Bill O'Reilly was on the war on Christmas in 2002, 2003, quite frankly, I thought he was kind of, you know, give me a break, Bill. We can still celebrate. But he saw things that were happening, and now It really is a full-on war. Hey, let's face it. The guy we need is Donald Trump. And he just tells it like it is. And this was pretty beautiful about the Trans Day of Visibility and what it might become.
And what the hell was Biden thinking when he declared Easter Sunday to be Trans Visibility Day? Such total disrespect to Christians. And November 5th is going to be called something else. You know what it's going to be called? Christian Visibility Day, when Christians turn out in numbers that nobody has ever seen before.
You know, I've heard people really take that seriously. Wait a second. That can't be. They truly are threatened by a notion, and he's basically saying it in jest, that Election Day would be, you know, Christian Visibility Day. That makes them scared.
Yes, and look, I think the left should be scared, because if Christians actually mobilize and get out and vote in the numbers that they should, President Trump will win in a massive landslide, probably one of the largest in the history of the Republic. But the big question is, will Christians get out there and do that? What an amazing black and white contrast we've had here. A president of the United States, Donald Trump, who is out there telling people that if we really want to make America great again, Greg, we got to get out there and get back to church. We've got to read the Bible. We've got to pray. And then you have Joe Biden, the president of the United States now, who is telling people on the day that most Christians are celebrating the risen Savior that they ought to be celebrating men who run around in ladies' underpants. That is certainly quite the contrast in America these days.
You know, and look, the left should be scared in that, look, their preferred candidate could lose. But I don't think they literally have to be scared. Donald Trump, I mean, he believes in freedom of religion. And we're saying that we should read the Bible, I mean, that's advice. It's helpful. It's not mandatory. And they're going to try to make it sound. You see, Donald Trump is a Christian nationalist, which, by the way, I haven't heard since they started saying it on MSNBC. I never heard that. Are you familiar with this Christian nationalism thing?
There's no such thing, Greg. And there are people out there I call woke evangelicals. These are never Trumpers who have a terminal case of Trump derangement syndrome. And it's unfortunate. There apparently is no cure for these people. And they're using those terms to try and shame Christians into not going and engaging in the culture, not going to vote on Election Day. There's nothing wrong with loving your country and loving God. And it's really unfortunate that there are people out there trying to shame Christians. John Adams, and I write about this in Twilight's Last Gleaming, John Adams, our second president, said our Constitution is wholly inadequate for anyone other than a moral and religious people. So when you take God out of our government, you get chaos in our country. And we're watching that happen and unfold right in real time, right before our very eyes, Greg.
I learned that. You remind me, I heard it first on the Rush Limbaugh show a long, long time ago. You're right. It's all predicated on that. And it's not scary, right? I mean, it says on the money, in God we trust. It says it everywhere. You are free to be whatever you want to be, but obviously, that's kind of the glue in a very healthy way that shouldn't threaten anybody. Todd, congratulations on the book, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
It is Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? And I think it can be, but we all got to work hard. Thank you, Todd, and we'll be right back.
All right. Well, there you go. That was the interview with Greg Kelly on Newsmax just a few days ago. And super, super thanks to Greg Kelly. Been so generous with time on his show. Had me on last week and now this week to talk about the message in Twilight's Last Gleaming, which I think is a message that every American needs to hear. All right, we're going to take a break. We're coming back to your phone line, to your phone calls. We have Foy and Melody, Rich and Connor, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
I don't want to freak anybody out, but there was a very minor magnitude 2.1 earthquake in Tennessee along the New Madrid seismic zone. Oh, geez, hello. It's there. We're all good. Everybody's okay. All right, welcome back. Let's go to the phones here. Let's start in Massachusetts. Connor is joining us. Hey, Connor, what's on your mind?
Hey, you know what? I'll tell you, Todd. You know, you kind of got my, got me going there when it came to affirmative action and all these. You know, what you're seeing in society right now, that there are so many people, and this has been companies I've worked for and companies I'm sure all around the country that folks work for, but it's like the person who is most qualified for the job is just completely bypassed for somebody who is going to check the box or somebody's going to meet the criteria for affirmative action. And now in society, you have that mixed with identity politics. And, you know, the companies now in America are becoming more or less about focusing on, like, what they're there to do, provide a good service and make profit for the company, and more turning into like a college classroom where you're theorizing about different theories and this and that and this, versus focusing on what you're there to do. And now when it comes to like diversity, equity, and inclusion officers, they're bringing those into the company, you know, to a lot of companies now, and they're sitting at a cool $300K a year just to lecture you on stuff that you do already, but that you should be doing in the background of inclusion and all this other kind of nonsense. And it's just companies need to get back to focusing on what they're there to do.
Connor, I'm curious. I know you're a young guy. How do you maneuver through that? I mean, you've been very successful in your career. How do you maneuver through all of that as a white guy, a young white guy?
When I do my job, I go in there and I just do it well. You know, I try to do it, you know, above my peers. You know, I always look at it as more, you know, providing a good product and a good service and really having fun at the same time and doing it. But I wouldn't, you know, if I were one of those individuals, Todd, I would not ever want somebody to choose me based on some criteria and, you know, that they have set up somewhere. I want to be the best person for the job because I'm the most qualified to do it.
On that, well, and Connor, that's a great way of looking at it. And we got to skedaddle, my friend, but it is great hearing. Hey, Connor, do you have my new book yet?
You know, it should be coming tomorrow. So
okay.
I'm really excited to read it.
All right. Well, I was going to send you one, but you've already got one ordered. You got to let me know what you think about it, and I'm sure we'll have a fun conversation about that.
I'm pumped. It's going to be my weekend, Todd.
All right. Connor from Boston, thank you. On that note, Southwest Airlines is under investigation. Apparently, one of their jets nearly hit the air traffic control tower at LaGuardia Airport. How do you do that? I mean, this is ridiculous. Diversity hires. Anyway, it was Southwest Airlines Flight 147 from Nashville to New York City veered off course as it tried to land. It's insane. Fortunately, the weather was bad. When the pilots got the green light to land a second time, that's when they nearly hit the tower. Unbelievable. All right, hang tight. We'll be right back.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Tonight, 5 o'clock, be sure to watch The Todd Stern Show on Newsmax. You can watch on all of Newsmax's digital platforms, YouTube, Facebook, you name it. So we're going to have a great time this afternoon starting at 5 o'clock Eastern. Well, a brand new book coming out called Your Mission in God's Army. Our good friend, and he is a retired Army colonel and the author of this incredible book, David Giamona joins us today. David, good to have you back with us. Congratulations on the new book.
Todd, thanks a lot, and thanks for having me on the show. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, before we jump into the book, certainly a lot going on in the world of the military. Word coming from the State Department, they want to make Ukraine a member of NATO. I'm just curious, to your take on that. Do you think that's a good move or a bad move?
You know, we're playing a very dangerous game over there because, you know, being part of NATO, Russia looks at that and said, okay, you guys want to play rough. They can open up, and Putin's been threatening tactical nukes. We're looking at Finland. We're looking at Sweden. We're looking at, you know, those countries coming into the NATO alliance. And now with Ukraine, we're brewing World War III here, as it was back in the 30s. And so I'm very skeptical of Ukraine coming to NATO. First of all, the corruption in NATO is incredible. All the money, all the things we poured, all the resources is not helping. So I think there's a lot of factors to be resolved before something like that is going to have to happen.
Well, and I explained it like this. I mean, you know, Russia doesn't want NATO on their doorstep, and we don't want Russia on ours. And of course, we nearly came to a nuclear war over that issue with the Cuban Missile Crisis back in the 1960s. So there is certainly a precedent there.
Absolutely, there is a precedent. And Russia will, you know, everyone thinks, well, Russia's weak. They can't even beat Ukraine. Let's not put anything to sleep here. And plus, with China's backing and the other world alliances going on, we have a making. I think Donald Trump has been right again all along. If we're not careful, we're going to step right into regional global war. And we got to be very, very careful because things are brewing over there at a very rapid rate. And now Israel and the Middle East, all kinds of things going on all at the same time.
Wars, rumors of wars. You've got a major earthquake in Taiwan, this weird earthquake in New York City. And right now you have an eclipse coming. And that leads me to your book, Your Mission in God's Army. People are getting a little anxious, a little nervous about these world events, these global events that are happening.
We're in a conference right now in the heart in Texas and Dallas, and this is an eclipse kind of event. And the question that people have is, what is the meaning of all this? What is happening on Earth? Well, I think we have to be very select in our thinking here. God is always precluded these signs, whether eclipse, earthquakes, volcanoes, wars, as a prelude to judgment coming and to ultimately his coming. So we wrote the book asking or answering the ultimate questions of life. What's my purpose? Why am I here? What am I doing? And what's about to happen on planet Earth? So this is a very strategic moment for our book and for the world right now as all these worlds collide.
So I had the opportunity and the honor of endorsing the book, which I was glad to do. And one of the things I love is how you really take us beyond politics and you address the core issues of the day. What are those core issues in our lives?
Well, our core issue is when people wake up every day, they want to know, is there a reason for my existence? Is there a purpose, a plan? And the answer is yes. We don't have to be afraid of what's going on. We don't even have to worry about who's in the White House. So that's a disaster for another time. But we don't have to worry about anything but this. What is my relationship to Jesus Christ? And what has God designed my life to do in these end times with all these things happening? So we have to prepare for our mission. It's like going to basic training. We just don't have to send a rifle into a young man's hand and say, okay, go to war. No, we give him the assignment. We help him understand what his purpose is, how to train for this, what's the plan. And so in this book, we walk through secular and spiritual exercises, strategic planning of what to do with your life. And the first thing we say is get our relationship right with God, you know, align with the Bible, align with those policies and procedures and tactics that God has given us, and your life will really start to turn around. So you're not depending on the latest news, or you're not depending on who's in the White House. You're depending on the eternal Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
The name of the book is Your Mission in God's Army. The authors of the book, Colonel David Giamona and Troy Anderson, a Pulitzer Prize nominated journalist. And you can get the book wherever you buy your books. How do we keep it all focused? That's, you know, there's so much chaos out there. And I get this a lot from our listeners. You know, something major happens and we just kind of like, you know, we almost lose it. So how do we stay focused?
Well, that's it. If you're going to open the news, and I read the news, you read the news, we do the news every day, but our focus has to be, we have to open the Bible, Todd. And some people are saying, what the Bible's archaic, it's mythology. No, it's really the blueprint for life. It's a masterpiece that God put together. So as we open it up and we start looking at it, it reflects our life and our mission. And our purpose in life is really to be, to glorify God, to, you know, bring beauty into this world and to really help fellow men and women or children to experience life like it's never done before. And if we're all over the place, we can't experience really true peace. And that's what Jesus came to bring, peace in our life in the midst of tribulation and the midst of chaos.
So, again, the book, folks, Your Mission in God's Army. You know, one of the challenges I've seen, especially in the modern, in the church of the modern era, is that they are being impacted by the culture as opposed to the church having an impact on culture. How do we fix that? How do we get that back to the way it should be?
Well, I would say this to everybody, and I've experienced this myself. If I walk in a church and the pastor is just kowtowing to the culture, you can just tell by the way the church is, why he speaks. Go to another church. I mean, whether it's Catholic or Protestant. I mean, I've got some great Catholic friends, Father Altman, who's really preaching the Word of God. Get to a place where these people are really believing God's Word. And so they're not, you know, the problem is, Todd, a lot of these pastors get paid by the congregation and they want to soothe the ears. So they're kowtowing to the culture, to the politics of the day, to whatever comes and goes. But the real truth is you get into the Word of God, forget about the culture. The culture isn't going to save you. The government surely is not going to save you. And if you have a preacher that's weak in the Word of God, find someone who is strengthened in the Word of God and will strengthen your life. And you'll know right away as you walk in, is this pastor preaching the Word of God or he's just afraid of the culture and the government? We got to make some hard choices today, and this is one of them.
All right. Well, David, again, congratulations on the terrific new book. And again, folks, you can get it wherever you buy your books, Your Mission in God's Army. So, David, thank you for coming on the program. Good luck to you.
Todd, thank you. And God bless your new book as well. I'm excited to read it and reconnect with you as soon as we can.
All right. There you go, folks. David Giamona, retired colonel and a great American patriot, and has a terrific book. I think I have all of his books in my library. Also wrote The Military Guide to Armageddon and The Military Guide to Disarming Deception. So he's turning out some very important books for the culture. All right, we're going to take a break here, folks. When we come back, your calls as we ramp up Open Line Friday. Again, 5 o'clock tonight, I will be on Newsmax. Also, just write these down. If you're out in California, I would love to be able to see you this coming Sunday. I'll be at Lancaster Baptist Church, and I'll be in all of the services there. Also, speaking to the students at West Coast Baptist College. And then Monday, flying out to Phoenix for a gathering, a conference there. I'll be speaking and signing books. And then later next week, Wichita, our big affiliate there, KQAM, and they are hosting a big gathering. And I'm very excited about the meeting so many of our great listeners. The big talker, KQAM, go to their website and you'll be able to get details on the dinner and the book signing. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, again, got to take a break. 901-260-5926. We'll be right back.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more.
The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
KQAMradio.com is the website. That's KQAMradio.com, and you'll be able to sign up. This is a ticketed event at the Lavella Event Center, so you'll need to get yourself a ticket over at KQAMradio.com for our big event. That's April the 11th, April 11th in Wichita. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let's say hello to Betty in North Carolina. Hi, Betty. What's on your mind?
Hi, I'd like to respond to Mary, MJT there, Marjorie Green.
Oh, MTG, you know, MTG.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm quite sure, Todd, that you are familiar with 2 Chronicles 7:14.
Yes.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will heal their land. I'll forgive them and heal their land. And I'm quite sure you're familiar with that. And
yes.
I don't know if he is thinking that, but I believe, you know, I do believe that these people are, these Democrats are horrible. I pray for Trump every day, morning, noon, and night, because I'm afraid of his safety, really.
Betty, it's as if there is the nation is a beautiful cruise ship, a cruise liner, and the captain is deliberately steering it into a giant iceberg. That's the feeling I get some days with this administration, and I think it's all intentional, and that's why we've got to get out. And I think that we are going to do this. I think that we, the people, are going to get up and say, you know what, we're not going into the iceberg. We're changing course. We're changing direction. Betty, thank you for that, and thanks for that great reminder from the Bible. Let's go to Roy in Georgia. Hi, Roy. What say you?
Hey there, Todd. I had a comment concerning the reparations, and I've never heard anybody really talk about this, but the slaves were enslaved by Africans. And I guess if reparations are owed, it ought to be from the African countries.
Yes. You're correct here, Roy. There was and still is in some places in Africa a vibrant slave trade. And you're right. I mean, if Americans are going to be forced to cough up money, then so should the Africans who sold their own people into slavery.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, their ancestors were probably going to be slaves one way or another, whether they were sold and came to pick cotton and tobacco or whatever they did here, or, you know, that it might have gone to South America or some other African country. So, you know, I guess...
Well, I think slavery, wherever it is wrong.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
But to your point, and it does make sense. I mean, why not demand reparations from the African nations? It's a fair question. Roy, thank you for that, and you gave us something to think about. Let's go to WDUN in Georgia. Foy is on the line. All right, Foy, what say you?
Hi, Todd. My husband and I listen to you every day. We look forward to it.
Thank you.
I have heard so much today. It's quite interesting program. And I sort of, we're talking about the earthquakes from Taiwan all the way to New York. And the the coming up next
month. Eclipse.
The eclipse. I couldn't get the right word out. The eclipse and all the things. A lot of people have been and seem to be worried and concerned and so forth. And I sort of live my life in a song. And a song came to my mind, the one you've probably heard it, "Many Things About Tomorrow I Don't Seem to Understand, But I Know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. And that is the way I live my life. And I have tried to teach that to children that I work with at church and in school, too, when I taught for 32 years. I tried to instill that in them. And I told them that the gospel is in a nutshell. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And the new translation says his one and only son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Well, there you go. And that is, that's it in a nutshell, Foy. I mean, that is, that's the message. And that's what we all should be clinging to right now. Boy, I hate to do this, but we're coming up on the top of the hour, so I'm going to have to let you go. But thank you for that, and thanks for the incredible reminder as we continue to remember to keep the main thing, right? That's what it's all about. All right, so again, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, 5 o'clock, the Todd Stern Show on Newsmax 2. You can watch on YouTube and Facebook Live. And I actually, people seem to be generally surprised. Whenever I'm on the show in the commercial break, I actually chat with a lot of the viewers. And it's a lot of fun, and you never know what we're going to be talking about. And also, ladies and gentlemen, again, I just want to say thank you. This has been a big thing. Putting out the new book and getting it out there. And you guys have been so kind to spread the word. And I'm just asking you to keep up the great work as we get the message of Twilight's Last Gleaming. Yes, America can be saved, but America has to get back to God. And by the way, that's what President Trump said. And we greatly appreciate President Trump endorsing Twilight's Last Gleaming. And he shared that incredible message earlier this week. And I'm just so incredibly thankful for President Trump that he would do something like that. But he, too, understands that all of the problems facing our country are not political. They can be solved in the church house. And it's just a matter of getting this country back on track. That's what it's all about. So if you would like a copy of the book, a signed autographed copy, Mother's Day is coming up, Father's Day is coming up. I would be honored to do that for you, for your mom, your dad, your grandma, your grandpa. All you have to do is go to toddstearns.com and check out our store, and all of the information is there. We make it super simple, and you can also get yourself one of our awesome coffee mugs, Blessed Not Bitter, and we have a great line of politically incorrect clothing and ball caps for you all to check out there at toddstearns.com. All right, it has been a great week. Want to thank our team here. We are on the road flying to Los Angeles tomorrow and looking forward to seeing so many of you in California and then Phoenix and then off as well to Wichita, Kansas for our big radio event with our great station there, KQAM. All right, folks, you get out there. Have a great Friday. Whatever you do, be sure to go to church this weekend. You be good, America.